Welcome to KBS World Radio, everyone. Thank you for joining us on Books on Demand, a show that introduces a treasure trove of Korean short stories to the global audiences. Today is the third episode in the series North Korea Through the Eyes of North Korean Refugees, planned for the month of June. We will read Spider Web Railroads by Do Myung-hak. I'm your host, Karen Choi, and please stay tuned.
A three-mirrored vanity table costs seven times more there in Pyeongbok than here. I saw it with my own eyes. It is priced up to 18 times as much in Sinuiju. I'll believe it when I see it. You always do bad business. That's because I've never had the right opportunity. This time, I found out about it when I was visiting my brother. Everyone has a chance to make money and now it's my turn. My friend had visited his brother, who was serving as an engineering corps commander in Taechon, Pyeongnam-bukdo province. He saw a three-mirrored vanity table at the market there and got excited when he found out its outrageous price. Military families living nearby offered to buy the vanity tables if he brought them over, and he promised to sell them more cheaply than at the market.
Do Myung-hak was born in Haesan in 1965. He used to be a poet belonging to a North Korean Writers' Alliance, but was imprisoned for harboring anti-establishment ideas. After he was released in 2006, he fled to South Korea. His Spiderweb Railroads, published in 2021, is a story of a hopeless spendthrift named Ji Byung-moon. The story begins with Ji's friend making a business proposal to him. A three-mirrored vanity table costs seven times more there in Pyeongbok than here. I saw it with my own eyes. Why don't you do it on your own if it's so good? Why are you trying to talk me into it? Well, that's because it came down to money. All he had was enough to buy a couple of vanity tables, which wouldn't leave him enough profit after expenses. Pyeongbok was too far away from Haesan. We'd have to travel by the Gilju-Haesan line to Gilju Station in Hamburg and then go down south along the east coast to Gowon Station in Hamnam. And then we have to turn west and pass through the rough mountainous terrain to reach Ganli Station near Pyongyang and transfer to a train to Sinuiju before finally arriving in Pyeongbok. But the problem was that frequent power outages suspended the train services, and even if the power came back on again, low voltage slowed down the trains to a crawl. It wasn't easy to travel from Haesan to Taechon in Pyeongnam-bukdo province. Seoul National University Korean literature professor Bang Min-ho explains why they had to take a roundabout route.
양강도 도청 소재지인 해산에서
The main character and his friend plan to make a lot of money by selling Chinese-made vanity tables in Taechon. The lineal distance between Haesan and Taechon isn't that far, but since a mountain range stands between the two towns, they had to travel by train that goes around the mountains and then turn back to go west again. It's an arduous chain ride.
평양 위에 갈리역을 통과해서 평안북도 쪽으로 가서 이렇게 들어가야 되는 정말로 천신만고의 길을 가게 되는데
The main character Ji Byung-moon sweet talks his wife into giving him the money for the business. The two men decided to take only the mirrors from Haesan and assemble the table in Taechon. Taking the whole thing was too bulky and costly, and it'd take a lot more money to bribe the cargo handlers. It took them 3 days to travel from Haesan to Ganli Station near Pyongyang, but the train to Taechon had already left. Are you going to sell those mirrors? The two men learned from the woman that the price of a mirror was 3 times higher than in Haesan. The woman claimed that the mirrors would fetch a lot of money in Pyeongbuk because there were already mirrors brought in from Sinijju. Then she offered to buy the mirrors from them. Are you taking us for fools? There aren't any mirrors imported from China in Sinijju. Don't try to trick us and go away. That was when they heard an announcement that the next train to Taecheon would come in 6 days. They couldn't stay there for 6 days, so they started arguing about what to do with the mirrors. I thought it was more realistic to sell all the mirrors here and return home. But my friend said that we wouldn't be able to make any profit if we sold the mirrors here at wholesale after spending so much on the train fare and bribes. He berated me for having no business sense. So they decided to go to Cheongju first and then catch a train or a car in the direction of Cheongsu. Cheongju isn't the direction you wrote down in the travel document. And you do know that Chinese goods can be confiscated, right? We have other matters to take care of now, so why don't you step outside to talk about this and come back after lunch? When they got to the station, security guards took issue with their new destination.
When we went back to the security office in the afternoon, they told us to come back the next morning. I told you to think long and hard about it, but nothing seems to have changed. We were so flabbergasted that we became speechless. They're after our mirrors. We thought it would be better just to hand them over a mirror and then leave this place. We went into the security office again and took out a few mirrors while begging them to let us board the train. You're making me go soft on you. Well, I appreciate the mirrors. I must say these Chinese-made mirrors are great. We left the station with our stuff. We tried to get a car that would take us to Taecheon, but couldn't find one. That was when the security guard came to say that we could catch a train from Pyongyang to Cheongsu that was leaving the next morning. A train to Cheongsu indeed arrived the next morning, but another problem was lying in wait. Having found out about the mirrors, other train employees, even the train conductor, tried to mooch off us. I was so furious. The railroads, which were supposed to be the nation's arteries, were not arteries, but spiderwebs that fed on people's blood.
At the next station, another security guard picked on the two men, saying that selling Chinese-made goods was illegal. And then he told them to think up a solution before kicking them out. Outside the station, another security guard approached them and asked for a mirror in exchange for negotiating the problem. SNU Korean literature professor Bang Min-ho explains the significance of a spider web in this story.
The railroads are built like spider webs, and railroad workers are like spiders waiting for prey. They fleece innocent travelers like the main character and his friend, who were just prey caught in a web. The title Spiderweb Railroads describes how the railways are connected like a spiderweb, but also how predatory spiders, personified as station employees here, hunt prey.
The two men were able to get on a bus after bribing the security guards, but their ordeal wasn't over. They were detained again at a checkpoint near their destination. They were able to get their mirrors back only after buying off another employee. Once they arrived in Taecheon, they assembled vanity tables with their lumber their acquaintance brought from the mill.
The market price for the vanity table was just as we had expected. We'd very well leave enough profit to make up for all the bribes and expenses. The first table was placed in my friend's brother's house, and the rest were sold to the military families. But the demand plunged a few days later. My friend and I each carried a vanity table on our backs and tried selling them in nearby rural villages. But we soon encountered another problem. The farmers wanted to buy them, but they had no money. Instead, they offered to pay in beans or corns. My friend's brother suggested that we go to the military academy and the airbase to sell the tables for cash. Following his advice, we went there but ended up selling only a few. And even more, many asked to pay in corns and beans. When we went to the airman's residence, someone even wanted to exchange the table not with money or grains, but with jet fuel. How could they pilfer jet fuel? I could only sigh at the appalling situation.
The two men had already spent 15 days in Taechon, so they decided to sell the grains they received instead of money and the leftover vanity tables in Anju, Pyeonghan-namdo province. The grains were sold instantly at the bustling Anju market, but nobody wanted the vanity tables, which were priced much lower than they had expected. It hasn't been that long since the price of vanity tables in Anju market plunged. Just as we feared, while we were wasting time on the road, the big players in Haesan got wind of how pricey three mirrored vanity tables were. Rather than using the crawling trains, those big merchants quickly transported the goods on trucks and sold them cheap. No wonder small fries like us were left behind. Ji Byung-moon decided to sell the vanity tables to a wholesaler and take their hands off this business. But Ji's friend had another idea. I think we shouldn't go home empty-handed. He filled up five large plastic containers with fish and traveled to Haesan on the same grueling railways.
I was dead tired. The plastic containers were dented, having been kicked around by train passengers. I wondered about the fish. I opened the lids, fervently praying for the fish to be intact. What the heck is this? What's all this pulp? What pulp? It was definitely pulp. Only the bony fish heads remained, and the rest of the tender fish was reduced to mush, as if they had been ground in a blender. I couldn't believe our last hope was so cruelly dashed. I wanted to scream and wail at the world. My friend dropped flat on the ground, nearly insane. He stared up at the sky without moving, as if he was willing himself to die, before bursting into maniacal laughter. What do I care? I don't know anymore. There's nothing more I can do. I sprawled down on my back next to him.
삼면경을 가지고 가서 천신만고 끝에 어떻게 팔기는 했는데.
The two men wanted to make up for the loss by buying something cheap in Taechon and selling them at a higher price in Haesan. And that something was fish. But the stinky fish turned into mush, which meant even this venture ended up as a failure. This story shows the economic reality of North Korea. Corruption among North Korean bureaucrats and government workers who sponge off the backdoor capitalistic markets and the sufferings of the people.
부정부패 문제, 그 압제에 신음하는 사람들의 웃지 못할 현실, 이런 것들을 보여주고자 했다고 할 수 있는 것이죠.
Seoul National University Korean Literature Professor Bang Min-ho explained what the author wanted to say through this story.
The next morning, a woman with an amazing new product was grabbing attention at Haesan Market. She had a sign that read, "Fish sauce for sale, 5,000 won for a kilo." She claimed that the fish sauce was great for seasoning pumpkin soup and boiled potatoes, and many more dishes. It was my wife who stepped up to recover the money I had lost. Taking into consideration my amazing feat of turning money into fish pulp, she gave me a new nickname, Doggy.
Thank you for tuning in to Books on Demand. This week, we read Spiderweb Railroads by Do Myung-hak. This has been Karen Choi, and please join me again next week.